Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, this is comedian T.K. Kirkland. You listen to the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. I'm sitting up in Milwaukee, sitting in the whip, sipping on some hazelnut latte. And I'm going through my Instagram to see who am I going to talk to today to share knowledge to the world. And this gentleman had a post in my DM that I thought was amazing. And it just so happened I reached out to him. He got right back to me. And I'm giving him my platform to discuss what he would like to talk about. So, family, this is the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. Everybody's listening to you around the world. Talk to me. What's up?
Peace and blessings to you, man. This is OG Rada, touching in bases with you, man. First and foremost, thank you, T, you know, for taking the time out, man.
You're welcome, family.
Giving us this platform. It's much well needed. I got a movement called Level 7, man. That's what we out here pushing. That's what I'm doing. And Level 7, what is that about? This is everything that we embody. You know, our struggles. I took it upon my experiences since I've been in the streets since I was young, at an early age. You know, being in the streets since 9 years old, man. Spending half of my time in jail. Yeah, half of my life, I've been incarcerated, you know, federal and state.
Yes.
So making a tremendous turnaround for myself, man, I just noticed during my process how it's being glorified out here nowadays by rappers, by street people that haven't really touched bases with the in-depth realness of incarceration, T, you know? So it's just like the blind leading the blind, and it's not cool for our culture, man.
I agree. I just talked to one of my homies a minute ago. Believe it or not, he's been in prison 30-something years.
That's real, man. I did 5 years state, you know, 7 years federal. Been in every penitentiary, man, every gang unit around the world. So, you know, speaking from experience, I chose to write a book about it and lead the culture in the right direction and give a lot of these youth the right way, some insight if I can, if I can just touch
we've been our job. Take your time. The platform is yours. It's very important. It's needed out here because we're so lost, my man.
Indeed, man. We are, man. It's like, it's up to us. It's up to us to step up to the plate, though. You know, ones that do have a direction, that do have a purpose, that do have a calling, an understanding and a connection with God, first and foremost. And that's all it's going to take, really, man, you know. It's like nowadays, T, I'm noticing that I don't know where it became less of being a man because you find a connection with God. Right, I think that's the most important thing where we're not touching bases on and giving a lot of our young folks nowadays. It's like, it's okay. You don't have to be so tough, bro. It don't make you non less of a gangster because you have a connection with God or because you pray. That don't make you a sucker, you know what I'm saying, so to speak. But what it does do is make you lost. And I don't think too many of us is preaching that enough to individuals, man, and making it cool. It's okay to find yourself, you
what
know?
What you're saying is you talk about a 20, 30 year of evaluating our race, right? From rap music to parenting, bad parenting, to poor education. And so here we are today. And if we don't start doing what you're talking about, if I stop doing what I talk about in my podcast and on my shows, because I am reaching people. The young kids are gravitating towards what I'm talking about.
Indeed.
We will have, we will perish in right in front of everybody.
That's real, because it's about that, right? I mean, paying it forward. I was having a conversation earlier, and I spoke to a person to let them know. They asked me, when did everything change? Like, when did it become like this? I said, it's not about when, it's how it became like this. And I think most importantly, how is we stopped paying it forward. A lot of people that made it, a lot of people that made a way out, they stopped paying it forward. They stopped reaching their hand back to help people that's still in the struggle, to help people that's still at the bottom trying to make a way out. And that itself can be, you know, took in the wrong way, man, and it can be real demoralized as a person. It can make a person just feel bad, have low self-esteem. So playing it forward,
well,
I think I'm
going to pause you there for 1 second. Let me interject there. Everybody, from what I've learned in my lifetime, everybody is responsible for their own life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't tell another man how he should spend his money. I can't tell another man how he should go into the community and help people. What we have to do is men, not women, men, because we're the ones that's having the problem. We have to make good choices from the beginning.
There
because, see, some of our choices is so bad we can't recover. See, okay. Choices are so bad. Like, choices are so important that the wrong decision can affect you forever.
For the rest of your life, indeed.
Especially if you don't have a good foundation. Especially if you don't have money to fight the situation that you get out. Especially if you don't have a place to live. Especially, I was watching the First 48 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Young kids, Spanish kids, got together, killed somebody in a gas station, ran up into somebody else's house, killed the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
19 years old, just had a baby, about to do 45 years. The guy who pulled the trigger got life. He was only 20. Had another young kid that was with him. He was the driver. He only got 5 years. But this kid who was 19 was such a nice kid that he allowed someone else to make him make a bad decision that cost him his life. 45 years, and you only 19, and you're going into the federal pen. Now, and he's not that tough. So he's going to go in there. He ain't going to really have food. Like, because he need money. Even in jail, you got to have money.
You got to have money to survive. I was just talking about the other day. See, I don't think people don't know that, like, when you go to the federal, right, they send you so far, man. They take your people a plane, a bus, and sometimes a train and a hotel just to see you.
Right.
Like, so at the expenses of that alone.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the outside. I'm talking about the person that's incarcerated has to have money.
Oh, man. They taking all that.
You got to have food. You got to get clothes. You got to be on the phone. The phones ain't free and fair.
Hell no, they're not free. See, and you can't call collect in the federal, man. You got to have that money in your account.
You got to have that money on your account. Now,
you got to have that money in your account.
Like, talking a lot, nigga, you can spend all your money in one day, 2 days.
Before you even get down the road, huh?
Before you even get down the road. So that's what I'm saying. The choices are so fucking bad. So everybody wants to be into the streets. All the men want to have sex and nutting these women. So now you're about to bring another generation of kids who are going to have the same problems that you have gone through. But
this is
your moment. This is your moment.
I love what you're touching on, though. I love what you're touching on, see, because you're keeping it 100, you know, and that's what's needed, man. Like, we was raised wrong. We was raised wrong, man, at the end of the day, man, and it's going to take us, like you said, to reevaluate the choices we make, right, and help others if we can make the right choice. We can't make them make the right choice, right, but you can always make them aware of the wrong choice they make.
Right. Yep.
And I think that's a responsibility, you know, that I took upon myself. That's what made me write the book Level 7 and what making me turn it into a TV series as well as a feature film, because I want to use my experiences just to lend it out there to others that can use the insight that I have, you know. If I can stop you from walking down that hallway and going in that dark cell, and like you said, having to spend some money and having to have some money on your books just to touch your phone, then I want to do that for my experiences. Because it ain't sweet. It ain't sweet, T, and I don't think it's known enough. It ain't, man. The way these movies is put together nowadays, they're glorifying it. They're not even showing what's real. They're making it seem like all you got to do is worry about being gay if you go to jail. That ain't it. That ain't it, man. It ain't even about
that's
that.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about that. What they're putting in our people's head, man, they're making people curious rather than making them aware. And that's where we're going wrong at, man. You got to kill that curiosity.
When you say make them curious, you say make them curious, what do you mean? To be gay or curious?
Curious about the inside. You know what's crazy? To go to jail, T, because check this out. I'll never forget when I was like 9. My father thought he was taking me to Scared Straight, right? Remember that program, Scared Straight?
I was in it. I was in it when it first came out.
Check this out. My pops thought he was doing something major. I was like 8, 9 years old. I never forget this shit, man. And he took me up there because I was a knucklehead, getting kicked out of school and all that shit, right? He named it, I done it. So when he took me up there, he thought this was scaring me, but I realized something intrigued me. It really did. It intrigued me because I wanted to prove a point to him. I'm looking at him like, what you think, I'm some type of sucker? And that's where a lot of our young dudes is at nowadays. We got a chip on our shoulder, man. So if you don't approach a young dude the right way.
So let me pause you there. When you say something, I'm going to come in. Yo,
please do.
Yo, fam, your ass is crazy then.
Yeah, really. This
Listen
is true
to me.
Story though.
I'm gonna tell you how you my man, nigga. You crazy to try to prove a point to my. The reason why I say that, when the crack epidemic was bad, I told somebody once. I said, nigga, I'm gonna take this crack because I'm gonna tell motherfuckers that this shit is just mental.
Indeed.
And my conscience, which I always make good decisions, my mom said, nigga, don't you try that shit, because that shit might be the shit that gets you. And I never did it. So when I hear that your father took you there, uh-huh. and that's the effect that it had on you, no, mm-hmm. dog, your ass is crazy, because when I went to Rikers Island back in 1977, no, Rahway State Prison, it was the first program they had with Scare Straight. I walked in, they was niggas bigger than you and me,
mm-hmm.
chest,
mm-hmm.
arms, legs,
yeah.
that had on booty shorts and was somebody's bitch.
Straight up.
I was the first one to get out. Now, don't get me wrong, in life down the line, I made some bad choices, but I had money to fight my cases. As I grew older, I realized mm-hmm. those are the things I didn't want to do, and I became just a better man, and I live such a righteous life now that I'm just so thankful. And when mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying, that's how come I reached out to you immediately, because this mm-hmm. is something that to this day is important to talk about. So that's how come I want to say, yo, nigga, you crazy, because you did the opposite of what
Indeed,
your father was
I
trying
did.
To tell you. So
I did.
Bad choices on your part, fam. Bad
exactly.
choices.
And not only choices, yeah. though, T, you got to, I'm going to explain something to you, and I want you to try to follow me on this. See, you look at that from a father's standpoint, bad choices. But I'm speaking to you from a young man's standpoint. When a man is missing out of his life, and I look at you like, I don't have no father, we don't have no connection. Sometimes men go wrong because they approach a young man the wrong way. Right?
Now, pause
when you
again.
Approach him, go ahead.
Pause again. I got to pause you again. That's what I want to get the myth out of these young kids' minds.
What is
just
that?
Because your father's not in your life doesn't mean you still have to make bad choices. Let me prove
now,
my
you,
point.
That's right. You're right about that.
LeBron James' father was in his life, became LeBron James. There's so many men who are successful, and they didn't have no father in life. I really feel sometimes if you have a father in your life, it can stagnate your growth. I really think if LeBron's father was in his life, there would be no LeBron James. So
I mean, it works. It works either way. Like I've never been one to complain. My father left my side when I first went to jail at 15 years old. So when he told
but
me
no,
that,
what I'm trying to,
I mean,
yeah,
I ain't,
what I'm trying to say, yeah, what I'm trying to say, what we say is very powerful.
Indeed.
I want men to stop saying, because I didn't have a father, these are the choices that I've made. People know without a father, if you put your hand in fire, your ass going to get burned.
Indeed. It's not a blame thing. Yeah, I take full responsibility, T. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm not talking
That's
about,
not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the world that's listening. When you say
you
that you,
that
because
do
your
that
father.
Do. You have dudes that do,
yeah.
man.
So that's what I'm trying to share to the world.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Nah, you don't.
At
but
the
you,
end
as
of the
again.
Day, yeah, let me finish. At the end of the day, be a man, and regardless if you have a father in your life or not, know that you still have to make great choices. Don't blame it on someone. Don't blame it. Don't blame that I did this thing because my father was in my life. Because when you go to jail, you do that time by yourself. When you get caught up and die, you die by yourself. These are just
now. Let me
facts.
Correct you.
Those
see,
words.
Now this is what I want
yeah,
you to take
listen.
From this. Now I want you
I'm
to
listening.
Understand this, man. That's where you're wrong. We got to get in our young men mind. We got to get in our older men mind. That got young men out here in this world. You don't do that. You don't leave them from their choice. That's what I want to explain to you, T. See, it's one thing for a man to lose his way. Everybody gonna lose their way. Nobody's perfect in life. But when a person that's supposed to be your father, don't ever leave that young man's side no matter what the fuck he's going through. You don't know what he's going through when he get behind that wall. You don't tell that young man.
No, I agree.
You see what I'm saying? So I think the lack of support nowadays, the lack of support is weighs heavy on a young man's conscience. This is what made a young man go wild and turn up high ears. Yeah, he can accept his choices. He can accept his responsibility. But at the end of the day, right is right, wrong is wrong. And too many of us black men, we'd rather just look the other way. And that ain't cool.
But here's the thing. Your father and some fathers, what they try to show you is how they don't want you to go. So they do these type of things. See, they showed you this to prevent you from going on that side of the wall.
So you call
That's
it tough love,
the
right?
That
you
they
believe
did.
In tough love?
I believe in tough love for sure.
Okay, so don't you understand that when you give tough love, a person's going to love tough? Do you understand what that means? See, it's a give and take with everything. Right. With every action is a reaction, correct? So if you give tough love, a lot of us was raised doing this now. You just said it too. You believe in tough love. So if you give tough love, you're gonna make a person love tough, T. And if a person love tough, it's gonna be tough to even love. You get it? So he don't even know love. So we all out here now, and this is what you're having, more violence than love. Why? Because we was raised with tough love. Tough love ain't nothing but love that don't exist. It's just a bunch of tough shit. I don't believe in that.
Okay, so listen to... Okay, I respect that. So here
I am. You feel me? I don't believe in that tough love shit.
My dad died when I was 14. I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I led my own way.
Yeah.
I didn't need him to tell me right and wrong. Don't get me wrong now. I made mistakes along the way, but it was trial and error for me.
Indeed.
And that's what I'm saying. We all make mistakes, but the goal now, because we have these platforms, is what we're sharing is what you're saying is right, what I'm saying is right, because every individual is different, right? So the goal is to the world out here, men and women, don't put yourself in a situation that you cannot get yourself out of. Don't put yourself in a situation, say, my mom wasn't there. Don't put yourself in a situation, say, my father wasn't there. That's what we're trying to say, because we've all led to these moments that we'll say, tough love. My father abandoned me on the inside. Yes, that happens to a lot of people. Not most, but a lot. But the goal is what we're going to do is show the world that you don't have to say my father wasn't there. You don't have to say it was tough love. What I want people to say, because everybody is programmed. We want to program people to say, I'm going to be responsible for myself regardless of how bad things get. I'm not going to jail, no matter how bad things, I'm not going to hurt nobody. That's what this show is about. We want to make sure that even though you've had your journey, I had my journey, we're all on this flight, and everybody has their own altitude. Some are higher, some different places, and we're all about to descend to land on this runway with all the experiences we have learned up to this point. So what we do now is that what me and you're doing, you're sharing your intellect and your journey. I'm sharing my intellect and my journey. And what we want to come to the conclusion of is make sure that your choices do not put you in a fucked up situation, because you've had that experience.
Indeed.
You've seen where your father took you to Scared Straight and had a different effect on you that he thought it was going to have. I went to Scared Straight, and it scared the fuck out of me, and my goal was never to go in there. But guess what? I actually got in trouble a few times, but I had money to fight my case. And if people don't have money when you get in this situation, the system is going to fuck you up, because all about money.
So, and even with money, sometimes they'll still fuck you around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you got a little change, you can get a good attorney, and you can fight your case. And then the attorneys today don't give a fuck.
Hell no, man. It's dog-eat-dog world, man, especially in that system. It's a rust belt. That's what I like to coach
you. Then you see your attorneys. Yeah, and then even hire an attorney if he ain't a fucking
public defender.
Pit bull. You see this motherfucker laughing with the fucking DA and laughing with the judge. Motherfucker, if I'm paying you, don't giggle with these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's all one big family, man, and we the cousins.
It's all one big family. A couple of my friends, I had told them years ago not to get in trouble. They got in trouble, and I had to come to court to be a character reference, right? And what happened was, when I went there, they got convicted 7-8 years apiece. When I got there, as we left, we're going down the escalator. Don't you know the fucking prosecutor, his attorney, which is the public defender, all the motherfuckers went to have lunch together. They don't care.
They don't care, man. It's a system, man. It's a game they're playing. That's all. They get paid.
It's a game.
At the end of the day, it's a game. And they're playing our life.
And to be a DA, you truly got to be a hater deep down in your motherfucking heart.
Hell yeah, man. You got to have some type of animosity towards someone where it all stems from to make you even get on that mission, right? Straight up.
You are a professional hater.
Stay like that. To make you get on a mission like that, man, and really absorb all that, that hate.
Because they go by what they read. They go by what they see on paper. They don't judge you by the individual.
Never have, they and never will, by, man.
And what's so fucked up about that world, you cannot be in trouble for 30 years, but they'll
they
go
still
back
treat you like
30
you did, yo. Yep,
judge
real.
You. They won't see you change. They won't say, oh, this person changed. He's valuable to society. No, they'll bring up what you did 30 years ago.
Yep, and make
so
it seem like
doing
you're still
now?
Doing it now.
Right. We want people to make decisions that they don't have to get caught up in this motherfucking circus.
Indeed, man. Recidivism. That's what we're trying to break, the cycle of recidivism.
This
and that's what that's
once
what level seven.
Right.
That's what level seven is about, and that's what we looking to aim for doing with film. You know, changing the game of film, man, and pushing the envelope forward by showing exactly what you're going through, what you're going to go through, how it affects your mental health, because mental health is real with a lot of us men out here.
Yes, and, it is. Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
And I think we hide that. A lot of people hide it. They don't know how to face it. They don't know who to talk to or how to deal with it. So with this level
yes,
seven film is something that's going to shed light on it. And go real deep into it, you know, and touch bases on a lot of things that people try to look the other way on, especially this Rust Belt system and how it affects us and how it treats us, how it breaks up happy homes, how it breaks up families, how it disrupts you and your way of living.
Yeah, when I hear you say that, I still go back to the choices we make personally. Give me an example. Donald Trump has the ability to make motherfuckers think that he woke up one morning the state and the government put these cases on him. Donald Trump has the ability to make people think that the attack on the Capitol didn't motherfucking happen. they trying to make it seem like actors, Hollywood hired some actors, sent some white people up on that motherfucker to attack the Capitol. So what Donald Trump doesn't do, and he shares this to the world, he's not accountable for his actions.
I feel you.
He's making it seem like they did this to me. Who was he blaming on? The Biden administration are fucking with me because they don't want me to run for president of the United States. And everybody who got common sense, no, nigga. You the one that paid the bitch the money for the hush money. You the motherfucker on national TV.
Where'd that come
down
get to, though, too? What'd you call that, T? Choices, right? That was your choice.
you the one saying, let's go down to the Capitol and attack these motherfuckers.
Straight up.
You the one that was on the phone and said to the state attorney, whoever it was, I need to find 11,900-something-something votes to overturn the election. But he's making people think he didn't do none of that. Mm. And this motherfucker's raising money by the millions for people who are not holding him accountable. Because people who are accountable will say, motherfucker, you did this shit.
That's real.
And that's how society is. It's just not in the black community. It's definitely in the white. Them motherfuckers are some of the most biggest liars in the fucking world.
Everywhere.
Even down to whitewashing religion, whitewashing how they do tests on the black American, on society. Like, all these motherfuckers, the consequences. And it goes to show you, there's white privilege. Yep, all fucking day. None of us can do half the shit Donald Trump is doing. Yo, when the fuck you ever seen a motherfucker come out the courtroom and in the lobby talk about the judge and the DA and his family, then go back into court and they don't do shit to you. You go to court right now and go in the lobby and they see your social media, how you saying, fuck that motherfucking judge, I'm going to fuck his wife, and when I ever see his daughter, I'm going to shoot that bitch in the head. They going to lock you the fuck up. They will lock you the fuck up for your freedom of speech. You don't got freedom of speech. They going to lock you up for what you just said. The white man has played that system so cold, it's insane.
Indeed.
See, we've been in jail. We've been through the system. We know that motherfucker's getting shit done that we've never seen before in our lives.
I don't know.
But level seven is to prevent people from making bad choices. Am I correct?
Level seven, man. Indeed. That's what it's about. It prevents you because it shows you those have that have made the bad choices, right? And what it would get you ultimately. So, you know, they say, man, a wise person learns from others' mistakes, right? It take a fool to learn from his own, you know?
That's so true.
He would have to repeat them same mistakes. So if you can learn without going through them yourself, then it makes you a wise man. So that's what level 7
that's
is about.
Key.
I hope someone takes from my experience.
Right there. Right. What you just said right there is this is what I want your message to be.
Indeed.
I want people to get it. And I want people to understand.
I'm going to say that again for you,
sure we're trying to make sure you don't make these fucking mistakes because nobody cares.
Indeed, man. A wise man. You got to be a wise man. Learn from other mistakes, you know? The mistakes that was already made before us. A fool has to learn from his own.
I told this to a young man the other day. I said, people, when you're hearing R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, the Puffy situation, you wish them the best, but you're supposed to say to yourself, that's not going to happen to me.
Indeed.
All those mistakes that go high profile, you're supposed to say, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen to me.
Indeed.
When you meet women and shit, you're supposed to have in the back of your head, oh, this that bullshit happened to R. Kelly. This ain't going to happen to me.
Yeah, you got to always be safe,
right, you got to always be safe. Because success, if you get money too young, it builds ego.
Mm.
When you get money late, it builds character. Mm. Most of these young guys, when they got money young, it was the ego.
Indeed,
that's
why
a street nigga pulled a rich nigga's bitch when he was young, that nigga wanted to fight. He wanted to blow up your car like Puffy because it was his ego. Because he didn't have enough game to pull a bitch.
Indeed.
He didn't have the conversation to hold a bitch down or lead her in the right direction. So you want to send a group of niggas to beat a nigga up. You want to put a bomb in a nigga car because that's your ego. Niggas only fight other niggas because the bitch chose the other nigga because that was his ego. Then some niggas, you go to fight a nigga over a bitch and think it's just going to be a fight. Then it leads to manslaughter or murder.
Yeah, everybody ain't playing with you.
That don't belong to you.
Yeah, everybody ain't playing with you. Straight up. The jailhouse pack with motherfuckers that's going to die about them pussy. And the graveyard.
That's so sad, man.
Yeah, it's sad. A lot of our black men locked up, man, for that, man. Some locked up for beating a woman. Some locked up for protecting a woman. At least in their eyes, they thought they was. You know what I mean? They're going to kill over that pussy. But you got to understand, see, pussy started wars back in the day, right? The movie Troy was about that, wasn't it?
So true.
So, you know, some things they say it changed, but some things stay the same. So I guess that's one of them principles that's going to remain, right? We got to be careful with that, man. Temptation.
No, that's why we have this platform to teach these young motherfuckers about choices. How if a woman rejects you, you don't smack her. You don't stab her.
Hell no, man. That shit ain't cool, man. Yeah, you don't do all that, man.
You don't do all that. You walk away because guess what? The bitch on the other side of the bar might love you to death.
Indeed. And I'm against all that shit. I want to say that, man. Stop domestic violence, man. Like, for real, a lot of dudes out there, dudes out there who listening, let me put your hand on a woman, man. That shit ain't cool, man. That shit is not cool at all.
Man.
It don't make you a bigger man or a better man. It actually makes you a sucker. And them type of niggas don't even live in jail. Don't think you're going to go to jail and that's one of your charges. You hit a woman and you're going to speak about that shit openly. A nigga will hit your ass.
Yep.
That's just how it goes. We got to protect our women nowadays, man.
Right. Sure do. Sure
do. We got
to.
But like you said, to go back to ego, a lot of dudes' ego be bruised when they can't pull a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes money don't help you. So if they money don't buy her and they ain't got the looks or the game to bag her, then their ego get bruised.
Yes.
And some niggas just hit women because women tell them the truth, man. Some hit women because they jealous of women, believe it or not. They don't want to say women doing
so
good
true.
Or doing better. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, none of
something?
It makes the reason right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? None of it makes
move on,
the right.
Yo.
That's all, man. Keep
just
it simple,
on.
Man. Keep it
know,
simple, player.
Yeah, keep it. You know how I talk about it, yo.
Yeah, straight up.
Never let no girl get you to the point that you want to risk it all, dog. God
that
damn.
Ain't cool. That ain't cool, man. That ain't nothing that bad. God damn, right?
Did you see that? You see that article? Did you see that situation a couple of weeks ago? That nigga stabbed that young girl in New York?
Man, that was foul, man. Over what, man? Over what, man? Come on, man. Now
she didn't
want to
give him the phone number.
Yeah, simple shit like that. That's how dudes be. That's how I go. That's just real, man.
And he's a weak nigga. I saw him getting arrested.
Weak nigga.
I said, nigga, they going to tear your ass up in jail.
Straight up. Them type of niggas don't last, man. Soon they come to the gate, niggas be on their ass, man. For real.
Yo, he going to get his ass whooped. Like, the nigga only weigh like 90 pounds.
Yeah, man. But see, they big dudes, the women. They like to, a lot of times, dudes prey on that. They know a woman don't have nobody to help them. They know a woman don't have no father figure, no brothers in their life. A lot of men try to use that to take advantage of women and prey on that.
Right. But I don't think this was on this situation. I think they was just out. He said, because she was attractive. She said, no, the nigga got a knife on him. He stabs the dog?
Yeah, that's crazy.
19 times.
Young black man. That's crazy, yo. Stab that pretty black queen like that, man, because she rejected you. That's goof troop shit, man.
Yeah, go meet another motherfucking woman, you dumb motherfucker.
Word up. That's goof troop
shit,
man. There's
too many women out. And listen to me. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, she said no. But, nigga, you could have walked a couple more blocks and met a girl that thought you was the world.
That's all, man. That's all.
Isn't that something?
It is. It's a lot, man. But it shows the mentality and the direction that the world is going in. Like, we got to do more to protect ourselves. Protect our black women, right? Because you got a lot of people that just filled with hatred out here, man. They don't have no direction. They don't have a sense of making the right choices, right? What this platform is all about. You got some people that don't even admire choices. They wake up and they're just in survival mode. They're not trying to live.
Right, that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
If you're in survival mode, you don't even care about choices. You can't care about choices when you're in survival mode. Because you're going to choose to do the right thing. But if you're trying to survive, if that means doing the wrong thing, you're going to do that shit just to survive.
That's so true. I agree.
You know?
I agree.
But at the end of the day, you know, it got to start right there. Like you said, choices. And us understanding more so about just being there for each other, man, and helping one another. Stop being so mean and evil towards each other, man. That shit can play a major part.
Major part. Major part. And I know to the people who do listen, and you're going to know somebody that knows somebody, tell them to listen to the TK Kirkland podcast. Tell them to listen to this episode because we've been there. We know how it feels. We know how it struggles. And I know that you might be starving and you might want to eat. And,
there you go.
You know, I don't have the answers for that, but don't hurt nobody. Whatever you do, don't hurt no one that you
got to
get. Don't break in someone's house. Don't get a gun and go to the gas station and kill a nigga because he only got $20 in the cash register.
Nah,
now you're
going
to go to prison for the rest of your life.
Before you do all that, just go follow my page, man, and get out, reach at me and get my book, man. OG_THE1 and reach out and get that level 7 book. Again, that's OG_THE1. You'll see the logo, level 7, man.
I love how you put that, family. Yeah, tell them one more time, please.
My IG, OG_THE1. That's OG_THE1. OG_THE1. And you'll see the logo, level 7. But go get that book, man. It'll help you with your choices. It'll help you understand that no matter how dark your past may be, no matter how dark your situation may be, there's always a brighter side of things, man. You just got to want it.
Yes,
it is. You got to want more for yourself and more for others as well.
And learn to run your race.
There you go. At your pace. Hunty, don't let others, man, predict, you know, don't let this world, let this Instagram shit, don't let what somebody else may be doing better than you, more than you, fuck all that, man. Focus on you, man, for real, because it's never too late if you've never done.
Run your race.
That's all. God got a purpose for all of us, man. God got a purpose for all of us.
And to the people that don't understand run your race, some people in your life are going to be successful at 27, 30.
Mm.
Some people in your life are going to be successful in their 40s.
Mm.
Some people in life are going to be successful in their 50s. You may not make it to your 60s.
Mm.
But
that's your race. That's your journey.
But that's your race. That's your
there
journey.
You go. That's your journey.
All
your
right?
testimony will
that's
be your
testimony.
That's
what I want people to know. I wish you the best one, man. This will be
likewise.
Up in 24 hours on the podcast, the TK Kirkland podcast, ladies and gentlemen, on Apple, on SoundCloud, on
YouTube. Get that Level 7 book, man. Reach out, man. Be on the lookout for the film.
Level,
we will be in production. Level 7, man. LVL7, level 7.
This is the TK Kirkland Podcast. Shout out to my people in Ghana. Shout out to my people in Ukraine. Ukraine. Shout out to my people in the Netherlands.
Shout out to Jersey,
UK.
Man. Shout out to everyone in Jersey. Shout out to New Direction, man. We up there winning in Jersey,
City,
man.
New Jersey, the Hill. Shout out
Elizabeth,
to
New Jersey. North New Jersey, man.
That's right. May 2nd.
That's right.
Check me out at the Scottish Rite Theater in Camden, New Jersey. Just go to my Instagram page and you go to my store. You get to be able to hit the link to get your tickets. This is the TK Kirker podcast. My man, thank you for being at the right place at the right time. This is one of these episodes that was perfect timing, and I appreciate you reaching out to me. And to anybody out there, if you got a story, you got someone you want to promote and you want the world to hear it, DM me on my Instagram at TK_Kirkland. Give me time to read it because I travel and I'm always busy. But I promise you, if it's interesting to me, you're going to get a call. I wish you the best, my man.
Likewise, King. Stay up, man, and stay pushing. Peace.
You too, family. Yes, sir. Come spend the night with me.
I'll take you to ecstasy. Men, let's face it. As we get older, our bodies change. The largest percentage of men over the age of 40 suffer from some type of erectile dysfunction. ED. Guys, don't let Ed creep into your bed. Discover Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Not just a bunch of pills to take, but a natural way to regain stamina and put the spark back in your love life. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Now at Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. And yes, ladies, we thought of you too. We offer the Honey Pack, a safe, natural way for you to decrease hot flashes and increase your libido. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. At Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Log on today for special offers and discounts. That's Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy.
Made for him, thinking of her.
Make sure you follow TK Kirkland on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. For more information about upcoming events and more, visit www.officialtkkirkland.com.
This episode of the TK Kirkland Show was produced by Chris Thomas, executively produced by Charlemagne the God. This is an official Loudspeakers Network production.